Tuesday, December the 28th. We're back again today in chapter 4 of Revelation. We saw John being taken in the spirit to see a vision of a throne room with 24 elders. I mentioned some possibilities as to the 24 elders yesterday. It's also possible that Paul is drawing from the 12 patriarchs of the Old Testament, the 12 apostles of the New. That's also possible. But it's a picture of worship, heavenly worship, being offered to the one who sits upon the throne. There's also a reference here to seven lamps of fire, and that is an image that is picked up from Zechariah, where it's an allusion in Zechariah to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You see that in Zechariah chapter 5 and verse 6. And there's a sea of glass like crystal. This sea of glass is an issue that is particularly important, I think, for the Jews. Eventually, in the new heavens and new earth, from Jerusalem, there will be a river of living water that runs out into the sea. It may be a reference to the fact that the big cauldron that was in the outer part of the temple for washing and purification issues was called the sea. So there's that. But it's also in Jewish thought, and you see this a lot in the book of Job, you see it in the book of Psalms, that the sea was where Leviathan was, the great sea monster. And the Jews had this sense of trepidation about the sea. Bad things happened in the depths of the sea. And there is something of that, perhaps. And the fact that this sea is now of glass and that you can stand on it and you're not going to sink into it. And maybe that is the allusion here. Four living creatures, full of eyes and six wings. There are similarities with the seraphs in Isaiah chapter 6, but there are also dissimilarities. Each head is the head of the particular species. An ox and an eagle for the birds and so on. So it might represent the fullness of life and power, or it might represent the creation itself giving worship and glory to God, as will be the case in the new heavens and new earth, which is the ultimate goal of the book of Revelation. And it may be symbolic rather than real. We wonder if these four living creatures actually exist and that we might even see them. And probably not. I think this is more symbolism than anything else. All of creation and all of the living creation giving glory to the one who sits upon a throne. And then at the end of chapter 4, they burst into song. It's a time of hymn singing. And wherever they go, they give him glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, and so on. Worthy are you, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. The question that chapter 4 of Revelation begs of us is, what is the identity of the one who's sitting on the throne? And that is what chapter 5 is about. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.